Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It's January 13th. It is 2023. We have a nice little nine-game NBA slate to finish out the week here on the Morning Grind. And we got our buddy. We got Will Priester in the house today. Chief Justice 06. You might know him as Chief Justice 06. You might know him over there in the prop shop, but to me, he will always be Snacks. What's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, man. And I will be snacking on the way to Nashville for what it's worth. Excited to come on yet again. So for those of you that are live, you see what's happening. If you're not live, it's cool. But Stevie's got the Roto Grinders hat on. Like, I need to get in on some of that. I don't have any Roto Grinders hats. I've got some Prize Picks and some FanDuel. I don't have any RG hats. And I used to have some. I don't know what happened to them. I used to have a whole bunch of t-shirts. And it's like, man, what happened to those things?
Dude, I have I probably have 50 like Roto Grinders t-shirts. Like no joke. I have a fourth of my closet is Roto Grinders stuff.
Yeah, collection.
So. Yeah, so I mean, I have my first original RG shirt still from back in the day. Yeah, I mean, listen, all right, I've been around for a while, so I'm allowed to have 50 shirts. I've been to many Roto Grinders get-togethers and stuff like that. But yeah, man, you got to get you one of these new little nice little Roto Grinders hat.
Yeah,
we got nine games, a lot to talk about. Have some fun here to finish out the week. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday. We're live on YouTube Thursday night here. Derek's hanging out in YouTube chat. Appreciate everyone. I mean, listen, I love the fact that we're like going live on YouTube now. It's been a lot of fun interacting with people. So thank you everyone for making this kind of work out, and hopefully we can keep building it and keep having some more fun, especially on those smaller slates. So 9 games, fun slate. Let's jump in. We get started here with New York at Washington, the Knicks and the Wizards. Knicks, I mean, they're good to go health-wise. On the Washington side, Bradley Beal is out. Gafford, Morris, Porzingis, questionable. This game is currently not on the table betting-wise, and I mean, I think that's for good reason. I think that way too many guys potentially missing here for Washington. So let's talk Knicks first. Full strength now. RJ Barrett came back, 41 minutes. That is the one thing that you just have to love about the Knicks. When these guys are good to go, they're good to go. Talk to me here about New York.
I mean, look, man, I think we knew this was coming because the reporting said RJ minutes restriction. This should be a game where they should be able to get off. I thought with all those guys back, we were kind of going to see Jalen Brunson come back down to earth. Well, you know, he scored 34 points. And, it's still out here smashing. I am expecting his scoring to taper off a bit. Like, I don't think with RJ back, he's going to keep scoring at this clip. The thing was, though, Stevie, RJ scored 27. And, you know, you look at Randall, how much do you think Randall scored this matchup? It was 14, Stevie. And that's where I think the differentiator is going to come in. Like, Randall's least likely to be in the teens, and I think Brunson or RJ are more likely to be in the mid to upper teens. So I'm kind of going to be coming off of these guys from the Knicks, probably just kind of sticking with Randall here in certain spots. This is a good spot, but if a lot of guys sit, the Knicks should handle this team. So I think it would just be Randall, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument just saying, like, with Barrett back, that Randall and Brunson are just too expensive for their ceiling. I think Randall still has, like, a road to 55 to 65 points on a 9-game slate. 12 shots the other night, that was the fewest since, like, December 20th for him against Golden State. Yeah. So for me, I mean, yeah, it's hard not to have interest in the Knicks, but I think it's going to be Barrett. He's 7,300. He's just so cheap. I mean, he's the guy that he went for 44 the other night, and he's 7,500, and now he's 7,300. So he went down $200. So for me on the Knicks, I have interest in Barrett. I think that's my favorite play from the Knicks here. So Washington side, I mean, I want to see what's going to happen here with Porzingis. We saw Kyle Kuzma shoot 20 times the other night, and
big time. I mean,
it wasn't the best 20 times, but Denny played 35 minutes. He had 37 fantasy points with 20 rebounds. This guy was just out there hustling, man. And we talked about that.
Yeah, that he would probably get big minutes. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, if Porzingis is out, I think I go back to Denny here. I think that if Monte Morris sits in this game as well, maybe that's where I look at like a guy like DeLeon Wright. He played 25 minutes the other night. I would assume that he'd get like 30, 35 minutes here if Monte Morris sits. Beal already out. So probably just too cheap at 3,400 if he's going to play anything like 25 plus minutes.
Yeah, and honestly, Stevie, I think if Monte Morris is out, I think DeLon Wright plays 30-plus minutes because it looks like he has surpassed Goodwin on the depth chart, whereas when he was out and Morris was out of one of these guys, Goodwin was the one playing the big minutes. He only played 14 minutes the other night. DeLon Wright played 25. If Morris sits, now Goodwin would probably still be in play at that point because he's 3K, and he'd probably go up to – low to mid 20s in minutes, but I do think DeLon Wright I think DeLon Wright hits 30 minutes here at least if Morris sits. If Porzingis and Gafford are out again, then of course, you know, Taj Gibson's going to play some minutes. You know, Hachimura is going to play minutes. Hachimura played 20 minutes the other night, And then we talked about Denny, where Denny's going to be in the 30s for sure, I think. So all these auxiliary pieces are guys that we can look at. But, you know, these guys have got to be out.
They have to be. I mean, like, if Monte Morris and Porzingis plays, it makes me like the Knicks side more because I think the game is more competitive. But it makes me like the Washington side less. So, yeah, I need these guys to be out for me to really, like, start getting a lot of exposure to Washington. So, Atlanta at Indiana. Taking on the Pacers, 229 total in this one. The Hawks, a three-point favorite. On the Atlanta side, Capella remains out. And on the Pacers side, Brissett is questionable. But one of the biggest things on this slate is Halliburton is out. Nesmith is questionable. Miles Turner is questionable. And Daniel Tice remains out. So we'll go Atlanta first. Only a two-point favorite here for the Hawks.
Makes no sense.
Like this. Yeah, I really like this line. I know they're on the road. 2.5, 3, depending on the book you're looking at. I guess not 2. It's 2.5, 3. But kind of like the Hawks -3 in this game. That's one good thing about live. If you're listening live, you can go on PointsBet, FanDuel Sportsbook, or DraftKings Sportsbook, and they're -3. I like this. And then if you want, you can go to BetMGM and get it at 2.5. So, I mean, Trae Young back, ready to go here. Not on the injury report for the illness. That kind of hurts DeJounte Murray at 8,800. Like, the price seems really high. I mean, I definitely don't mind getting some exposure to Trae Young. Will, what do you like here for Atlanta?
Yeah, man. This should be a good spot for them. But with all these guys out, or possibly out, just Halliburton being out, honestly, is enough for Atlanta to kind of run away with this thing. Like, that should damper the upside of the Indiana Pacers. I know Nembhard is going to end up playing big minutes, and, you know, we'll see some Benedict. He should play probably close to 30 minutes in this game as well. But I just don't think it would be enough to keep up with an Atlanta team that's pretty much full strength with their regular rotation outside of Clint Capella. So I like Atlanta in theory, but I think in DFS, I don't like these prices. Trey 10-1, Murray 88. Bogdanovich is 6K with everybody back. I think these prices are a little bit too high for the spot they're in.
It's kind of where I'm at. I mean, wings have just absolutely crushed the Pacers all season. So, I mean, maybe in large field tournaments, you take a shot on, like, Bogdanovich, but he's 6K. Like, he's just 6K. Like, what's his ceiling? 6-7X? Like, that's where I struggle. Like, if I'm to take a shot on anybody here, like, it's probably like a Hunter or like a Collins kind of play. But Atlanta is priced right with everyone back. You nailed it. I mean, you just nailed it. So the Pacers, though, no Halliburton, is huge. The fact that this game is so, like, implied total and the spread in this game is so close. It's like, huh? What? TJ McConnell, one of the top value plays on the slate. He's 4,100. He is going to play 25-plus minutes with no Halliburton. Hard not to have a ton of interest in him. If Nesmith sits, I think that's where we could potentially look at, like, a Mathrun. He's been a guy that's been crushing us all season. I think Andrew Numhard is someone that's going to play minutes. These guys are all cheap. So as much as I don't love the Atlanta side, I could kind of look at some of this Indiana value and say, hey, you know, sure, you could take shots on Buddy Hield, but, I mean, these guys are just so cheap. And then if Miles Turner sits, ton of interest in Jalen Smith at 4K.
And then, TV, I'm going to return the favor. I think you've nailed it with Indiana. Like, all these guys are so cheap, you have to – not have to – but I think this is going to be good value. McConnell, Mathurin, like, I think those are top plays. Nembhard, 4,300. Like, you can really play them all. And then if Turner happens to sit, like, I'm trying to figure out, are they going to play Jalen Smith, who's also 4K? Like, this whole starting lineup could end up being 4K, Stevie. And that makes it very interesting on this slate.
All right. Yeah, like, watch the injury news here. But, I mean, if Turner sits too, just, I mean, it opens the doors. It just, whoosh, they fly open.
Yeah.
New Orleans at Detroit, taking on the Pistons. 233 total here. The Pelicans are a 4.5-point favorite in this one. On the New Orleans side, Ingram and Williamson remain out. Herb Jones is upgraded to questionable, not ruled out yet. On the Detroit side, Bagley is out. Cunningham is out. Durin is out. And Smith is questionable. So Smith is this like shoulder thing kind of came out of nowhere. And like he's missing like really valuable time right now where he can kind of be proving himself. We'll go New Orleans first. I mean, no Zion, no Ingram. Definitely, you know, projects this game to stay closer. But listen, you know, I'm never going to argue with you when you talk about Valanciunas. So if you don't like him, tell me. But I really like this spot for him. You know, centers against Detroit, kind of the thing. Like, you know, top 10 fantasy points allowed. They're a team that really struggles rebounding the basketball. Valanciunas is someone that, like, legit can have a 2020 game. And I think this is one of those spots where he could have a 2020 game. So not only do I like him on the DFS side, but I also like his, like, seeing what his point and rebound prop is going to be in this spot.
Yeah, man. I like Valanciunas as well. 6,500 is fair. I mean, we know he's not going to play much less 30 minutes. He may not get to 30. He'll be close, I think. And I think that's good enough in this spot at 65. You know, if he puts up 43 fantasy points, Stevie, if I told you that right now, I think we'd all accept 43 fantasy points for 6,500. I'd take it in a heartbeat. Yep. So I definitely think he can get to 40 plus. What I'm not going to do tonight is play CJ McCollum, and this is a good spot for him. 9,400, though, we would need him to have a performance like the Boston game. Anything else recent, like in this mid-40 range, like we're going to be able to be okay. If he was 8,800, like I'd be all over CJ tonight. But at 94, he's got so much upside with all these guys out. But I don't like the price. I think I get my exposure to this game through JV and let it ride.
So my initial thoughts is right there with you on McCollum. But I will say, like, as bad as Detroit is at rebounding the basketball, they also allow a ton of assists to shooting guards too, like point guard shooting guards. So this is like one of those like games where we could see McCollum have like a 6-6-30 game. And I think that puts him over 50. And if he's on the right side of, you know, the ceiling part, like maybe we're looking at like CJ McCollum going for 55-60. So he's in my, he'll be in my like conversation. Is he like somebody I end up on? I won't know until I like start working on lineups, but Najee Marshall is someone that I've been playing a bunch. I'm worried about, like, you know, his price kind of catching up and Herb Jones potentially playing. But I mean, I don't hate if Herb Jones sits, I don't hate Trey Murphy here at 5K either. So Detroit, I mean, this is really just kind of waiting to see what's going on with Stewart. You know, we saw Nerlens Noel play 21 minutes the last couple games and have decent games, like bump from 3K to 38. If he starts again, we're probably looking at 20 minutes if Stewart's out. Like, I don't think his ceiling is anything crazy, but the flip side, Will, is like the Minnesota game was not close and the Philadelphia game was not close. The two games that he like played 20 minutes. Does he play 25 minutes if Stewart's out and this game's close? I think is a legit question.
Well, yeah, because I mean, and the thing is, Stevie, it's not like his price has come up. He's still 3,800, so we've still got some meat on the bone. Let's call it that. Like, you know,
if I think there's meat on the bone. If Stewart's out, I think there's meat on the bone.
Agree. At 3,800, I think we can still play him a little bit. I would be perfectly fine with that. In terms of these other guys like Bogdanović and You know, Killian Hayes. Hayes, I think, is close at 5,900. He's close because we've seen him go for 40 here. So I don't hate it. Like, I think you take a shot on him. Jaden Ivey is young and he's all over the place. Like, we saw him go for 41 the other night, 27, 25, 31, 29. I think at his price, though, you still take shots. I think the odd man out for me is Bogdanovich here. I think I play Ivy. I play Killian Hayes. I play some Noel. I think I let Bogdanovich sit on the shelf. I think he's priced up enough.
I like the Hayes call. Like, if this game's going to stay close, I think Killian Hayes is someone that is probably the reason why. He put up 47 fantasy points against this team earlier this year. So, I mean, the upside is there. That game was in New Orleans, and it was like December 7th. I remember looking at it before we got started. So, yeah, I mean, I like the Hayes call. I was going to mention him. Totally forgot. Glad you did. So I like the Hayes call. I will say, like, Ivy, 40 minutes last time out, 5,400. Maybe in the conversation.
Yeah.
Golden State heading to San Antonio to take on the Spurs. 240 total. Warriors, a 8.5-point favorite. JaMychal Green's out. Jonathan Kuminga is out. And James Wiseman is out. And then on the Spurs side, just Vassell. Vassell's the only one out. Johnson not even on the injury report here. So some good news for San Antonio fans. But let's go Golden State first. Curry came back the other night. Hey, we're going to watch his minutes. We're going to limit him. Phoenix was beating him. They tried to get back in that game. He shot 22 times. He played 31 minutes. He's 10-4. But I think the biggest thing is, like, Jordan Poole's 82. Klay is 77. Fantastic matchup against San Antonio. But these guys are priced like Curry and Wiggins are still out, and they're not. They're back. So I struggle here. I think, like, if I was going to play anybody, it would probably be Draymond at 63, but honestly, I don't think I get anybody to anybody on Golden State today.
I don't want to play anybody, and I don't think I am going to play anybody, Stevie. Like, it's just I'm not playing any of them, period.
I mean, it's – listen, San Antonio is a fantastic team to target. They allow the second most fantasy points per game to opposing teams. They're a fantastic team to target. Golden State hasn't been playing great defense. They're starting to get healthy. I think we'll see the defense pump up a little bit. I'm not going to say they're going to be the best defensive team in the league by any means. I'm just saying they're healthier.
Let me ask you this randomly. Come All-Star break, do you think they're in the top eight teams in the West? All-Star break's mid-February.
If they can stay healthy, I think they make the finals.
Okay. Fair enough.
I know that didn't really answer your question.
No.
But
I got you.
Like, no one in the West wants to run into Golden State.
No, they should be trending up.
It's like the Pelicans. If the Pelicans get healthy with the defense that they were playing, no one wants to play them.
Yeah. And that's the weird thing about the West this year. It's fairly tight. And it's going to be very tight at the bottom this year. Like, the Warriors may very well end up a 5 or 6 seed if they continue to play well. Same thing for New Orleans if things don't break their way. I mean, you could end up with a finals match or a Western Conference finals type atmosphere round one with these teams. Like, it's insane.
I mean, the East is 5 or 6 deep this year.
Yeah.
You know, Celtics, Bucks, Nets, Sixers, Cavs, Knicks. I mean, the Heat are still there. They just haven't been healthy. That's a team you don't want to run into. Do you really want to run into, like, Atlanta or Chicago or, like, Toronto? I mean, it's such an interesting, like, dynamic in the NBA. But, I mean, the Warriors are 8th right now. I think mid-February they're probably a top 5 team in the West if they stay healthy. So, but, I mean, like, where did Memphis come from? They're playing such incredible defense this year. And they're scoring so efficiently. They're playing fast. They're scoring efficiently, and they're playing fantastic defense. They're a really tough team to play against this year. So, I mean, like, you think of the West, and you're like, gosh, man, like, you know, the Lakers are 12th in the West with LeBron and Anthony Davis. I know that both of those guys have been banged up, but I mean, the Lakers are 12th in the West. Like, I don't know. So
yeah, they break their way to a play and they might squeak in as an 8 seed.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think it's really going to depend on like when AD gets back and if they have enough time to make it like a strong push. So.
Yeah.
And don't ever count out LeBron James. Don't ever count out LeBron James.
If Denver was the one seed, I don't think they would want to see a healthy Lakers team with AD and LeBron. Like, after they've kind of gelled a little bit getting to the end of the season, I don't think they particularly want to see them per se. But the West is tight anyway, so whoever they play is going to be tough.
For sure. San Antonio's side of this game, anything standing out to you here for the Spurs?
Not really. I mean, Vassell's, you know, he's out. He's going to be out. Richardson's price is coming up. Keldon Johnson, 6,800. You know, Poto, 6,300. He's been playing, you know, fairly good minutes. Poto could be okay if this game stays close. Like, because the Warriors have had some trouble inside. Like, centers have kind of been really good fantasy plays. So, I don't hate it at 6,300. I definitely think he's tournament viable for sure.
I want to see Trey Jones's ownership on this slate. He's someone at 6,200. If he's going to be just like overlooked in this spot, I have a lot of interest in Trey Jones. Like,
yeah, taking a lot more shots now too. He's pushing 20 shots.
Yeah. And like Vassell's out, like, you know, Johnson to be back, but I still think he shoots 15 to 18 times with Johnson on the floor.
Yeah.
Maybe we see like a double-double assist, like Johnson maybe, you know, helping him out, like spread out the floor a little bit, and we see more quality shots too. So I think Trey Jones is someone that could go for 40-plus at 6,200. So if he's going to be low-owned, I have interest in him. Like, I know the Warriors have been like a revolving door this year, like guard-wise, but they have just – I mean, that is where they're getting pounded. Second most fantasy points, fifth most against point guards – second most against shooting guards. So some interest in Trey Jones. Thunder, Bulls. We head to Chicago. 229 total in this one. The Bulls, a 5-point favorite. It'll be a back-to-back here for OKC. And then on the Bulls side, DeMar DeRozan is doubtful. Green is out, and LaVine is probable. We'll go Thunder first. Back-to-back, what are our thoughts here on the Thunder on the second end of a back-to-back?
They could be okay because Chicago is down DeRozan.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think that gives them some life. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that could keep it. That could keep it competitive. And in a spot like this, where we've seen OKC randomly, Stevie, just keep these games competitive against guys that we think are good teams, like Boston, who they blew out. But Miami was down, guys, but they kept it competitive. Philly did kind of handle them a little bit, but Philly's a better team than Chicago. This is a young team.
I mean, the Thunder crushed Philly tonight, Thursday night. It was 133 to 114. Didn't they beat him by like 19, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So SGA had a monster SGA game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had around 30 fantasy points in the first half. Like, it was something stupid. I like this team to compete. So, back-to-back, but I think they're going to be fine. And that means I think SGA is in play.
SGA, if he plays, he has sat some back-to-backs this year. Like, I think he's played some, too. I'm looking through. I know he's played some, but he has sat some back-to-backs here recently. I mean, it's coming off of a monster game. I would assume that they want him to play in this game. If he sits, it opens up a lot here for the Thunder. So watch that news. I think Josh Giddey, if SGA is out at 7K, is really, really playable. But yeah, I like the SGA call. Going to be low owned. You can run it back with like Zach LaVine on the other side. Zach LaVine, though, 9,200. Like, oh, man, but shots. This guy, he has been, shots. He's been taking them.
Yeah, I mean, that last game, Stevie, I ended up looking at an assist prop on him. He took 28 shots. Now, here's the thing about LaVine, though, Stevie, which is interesting. Typically, he's going to be fairly efficient when he's shooting, too. Like, he's going to take some 3 points. He shot 4 of 11 from 3. But, like, generally speaking, Zach LaVine is actually a pretty good shooter. If he takes 28 shots in this matchup, he's going for 50-plus again. I like LaVine. At home, I think you play him against OKC here. But I actually love Vooch more. And I liked Vooch more the other night. It did not materialize the way I wanted it to. But I like Vooch yet again at 8,500.
Yeah, I mean, he's a discount to LaVine. That's a positive. And the Thunder, I mean, they have struggled against centers, just big men in general this year. And they're kind of a rotating door right now with injuries as well. Second end of a back to back could produce a little bit of a sloppy rebounding. So. I don't hate the Vooch call. He's another guy that, like, where is his point rebound prop going to come in at? Like, are they going to give us, like, a 24-25 number because of the last game? Or are they going to give us, like, a 29.5? Like, I like Vooch over 30 points and rebounds. Another one that, you know, we're going to be watching to see, like, is it out yet? It's not out yet. So, watching to see on this one, to see what it comes in at, because I think that's really, really solid to watch here. All right. We're cruising, man. We're cruising. What's up, YouTube? Hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday. Me and Chief we're chilling here. You could tell we've been working together a long time. Phoenix at Minnesota. No total in this game. Too many question marks, right? Like, on the Minnesota side, Edwards is questionable, Kyle Anderson is questionable, and Prince is questionable. Carl Anthony Towns remains out. And then on the Suns, Ayton is questionable, Booker is out, Cam Johnson's out, Paul is out, Payne is out, Shamet is out. So let's go Phoenix first. Ayton matters. I mean, that's the first thing I think we need to say. Ayton matters. I think it's really hard to judge what happened in Denver, the second end of a back-to-back. You know, Phoenix beat Golden State without these guys. They went into Denver. It is the hardest back-to-back in the NBA. We've talked about it for years.
First half unders on the Denver players. I mean, yeah, Phoenix players going on a back-to-back. Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, so let everyone else overthink what happened in that Denver game. And if Ayton sits, play Bridges. Play Washington, play Dario Saric. Like, don't look at the Denver game. That is a terrible sample to look at. Damian Lee, 4,200. Like, I am going to load up on Phoenix in this game if Ayton is out again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the spot you want him in. And if you look at the other game, a lot of these guys just kind of played in the mid-20s. Like, they weren't beating Denver that night. And not that they couldn't have, per se. Listen, this is still a B-team squad compared to what they're used to. So I don't want to overrate, like, or diminish the fact that if Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Ayton are back, like, this is a much better team. But against Minnesota, I think they can still be competitive. And so this should be, for sure, a much easier matchup. I love these 4K guys. I definitely think you need to be sprinkling them into, not necessarily just sprinkling, but incorporating them into a lot of your builds.
And going into Denver on the second end of a back-to-back, it's a thing, Brent. It's a thing. Like,
yeah,
it just is. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't want to look into it. I already know. I don't need to look into it. I know it's a tough one. So elevation change, the flight in there, like, it stinks. It stinks. Players have talked about it. There's podcasts. I mean, I'm just saying. Minnesota. Anthony Edwards. I mean, this is just like.
They need to sit him, Stevie. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They got to sit him at some point. They keep playing him, and it's not getting better. And if something serious happens to their franchise shooting guard.
Yeah, man.
My gosh.
You sit him down in this one. I mean, Phoenix is so shorthanded that you sit him down and you still have a chance to win this game, right? So if there was ever a chance to sit him down, this is a spot. I know, like, we're way early in the season still. I know we're, like, progressing through the season, but we're still early enough where it's like we can drop a couple to make sure our guy is good. But this is a game that you have a chance to win, so even without Edwards. So I like Rudy Gobert in this spot if Ayton is out. If Edwards sits, ton of interest in D'Angelo Russell at 7,200. If Edwards and Anderson sits, McDaniels is one of my favorite plays on the slate at 4,900. I think that he's going to get a lot of wing minutes, and with these guys all kind of banged up, I think he's in play. Will, one last thing I'm going to throw at you before I let you give your thoughts here. I'm going to let this sink in. I'm going to let you go down this river with me. And if Edwards and Kyle Anderson both sit, do we take shots on Austin Rivers?
Ooh.
You missed my joke. I said, go down the river with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know. I did catch it. My bad.
Come on, man. I got dad jokes for days. I got a dad joke book somewhere.
Look.
It's the price.
He's 30.
30 minutes at 3,300.
He, like, plays 30 minutes. I think you have to incorporate him. You know, McDaniels would definitely be probably some form of a better play, right? But I still think you have to get him in.
Like, realistically, like, why I brought him up, if Edwards and Anderson sits, does Austin Rivers go back to that, like, 30-35-minute role that he had a few weeks ago? I think, like, this is a dude that put up 30-plus games multiple times. Like, no one wants to play Austin Rivers. No one wants to play him. So you take your shots, and I only like Rivers if Anderson and Edwards sits. I think that's where he gets, like, the 35-minute game.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's in play for sure. Do you think Jalen Noel would get to the mid-20s in that particular case as well if both of them sit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he would be on my radar. Play.
I mean,
yeah.
Rivers is already playing, like, 25-plus minutes. Like, who else are they going to play? Are they really going to run out like Brian Forbes? No.
Nah, no, we're
not going to do that.
Not heavily. So, yeah, it would be Noel, Rivers, and McDaniel kind of splitting that odd collection of wing minutes with Russell and Gobert. That would kind of be the launching pad for their lineup, I think. And then, of course, they play a little bit of Naj Reid and stuff like that. So, yeah, I like all those wings at those cheap prices that both of those guys sit. And I'm actually hoping they sit Anthony Edwards. Like, he had the game Wednesday and come back. Like, just give him a break and try to figure out what's going on. Let this thing heal up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Give him a break. Like, yeah, I don't understand it sometimes. Like, listen, I have been doing this for a long time, and I still don't understand some of the decisions that GMs make, but coaches make. I don't know where the injury, like, falls, but, like, if you're the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, your franchise is Anthony Edwards. Like, right now, like, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Don't risk anything with him. So, anyway, maybe the injury is not as much, but I watched him the other night. He did not look 100%. So, Orlando at Utah, 233 total here. The Jazz, 5.5-point favorites. Orlando side of things. I mean, Okiki's out. Suggs is questionable. On the Jazz side, Olynyk remains out with an ankle sprain. THT is questionable. Colin Sexton is upgraded to questionable here, so we'll see if he plays or not. I mean, Will, like, this game, kind of juicy. Utah doesn't play defense. Orlando doesn't play defense. You know, Utah will definitely try to push the pace in this game. So, kind of a juicy game. Like, Orlando playing pace up, no defense on either side. Like, maybe I'm signing up for this game stack here. Talk to me about the Magic.
Yeah, I don't hate it. The Magic have been actually playing okay for the most part. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win every game. But, Stevie, you haven't really seen a whole lot of blowouts with the Orlando Magic. Not a whole lot. Cole Anthony has kind of come back down to earth now that all these guys are back. Like, he's still playing minutes, but the production isn't the same. So, you know, I want to play him because I feel like the price has come down, but I don't think we can. Fultz has, you know, been the leading guard with minutes, but I think his price is appropriate. The one guy that I don't mind playing on this team right now is Wendell Carter Jr., especially in this spot at 6,500. This is a spot I think he can go for 40-plus, Stevie. Utah's been suspect inside. We know that Olynyk's not going to be playing yet again. So I like Wendell Carter Jr. I actually think he's my favorite play from the Magic. Bobo will be coming back, which is good. Or he's been back. He just didn't play, I think, the other night. But I like Wendell Carter Jr. quite a bit.
I like the Wendell Carter Jr. call. I think, like, him and Paolo kind of have, like, cemented roles. Franz Wagner has, like, a cemented role. And then, like, the guard situation is kind of a coin flip, especially if Suggs comes back. Like, Cole Anthony's going to get minutes. Fultz is going to get minutes. I think, like, if I was going to play one of those guys for ceiling, it would probably be Fultz at 6,100. So, yeah, I mean, I like the Wendell Carter call because, I mean, like, the other side of this game, like, Markkanen is 7,800, but, gosh, he could smash. Like, this could be a 60-plus point game for Markkanen. So, maybe getting the cheaper Magic guys is, and, like, going to Markkanen on the other side of this game is where I end up. But let's go to the Utah side. No, Kelly Olynyk definitely presents Walker Kessler. He's 5K, though. Magic stink. Like, we just don't play defense. And I say we. I'm a huge Magic fan. Everyone knows that. I mean, they don't play defense. But one thing that they have been decent at this year is slowing down centers. So, like, is Kessler going to be chalk with Olynyk out? And is this a spot where, like, maybe we just go underweight on Kessler in this game and really just kind of attack the Orlando Magic where they're bad? And that's just guard and wings. They give up a ton of threes. So, Markkanen, just, this is a game, if he's going to shoot a lot, we could see him make 4 or 5 threes. I mean, ton of interest. Hate the price tag, but if I'm going for a game stack here, I'm willing to overlook that price tag. And I like Jordan Clarkson too. Like, we've seen him recently over 7 three-point attempts in 4 of the last 5 games. He does that against Orlando. He can shred them because the Magic stink at guarding the perimeter. So what are your thoughts here on Utah?
I don't hate some pieces from Utah. Like, so Clarkson is up to 7,100 now because he's had some big performances sprinkled in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because of the game environment, I don't hate it. You've got Mike Conley at 5,700. And while, you know, his fantasy production has been down, it's just the environment, Stevie. Colin Sexton at 4,500. He's back up to 25 minutes or so. I don't hate that either. I think this feels like a game stack to me, Steve, where we take pieces from both sides, put it together, and plug a little value in around it and go from there. But that's kind of how I feel. We've seen Vanderbilt play some as well. Now, his minutes are coming back down. But with Olenek out, I'm hoping he can pick up a few more minutes at 5,300. I think he would be a good tournament play also.
Anything else from this one?
Negativo.
Denver, Adelaide taking on the Clippers. Some books have this out. Like FanDuel has a 224.5 line, Denver minus one in this one. Most books do not have a line out yet. Paul George is out. Luke Kennard is out. On the Denver side, Jokic is questionable. Slate changer. So we actually get to start with Denver, Will. Jokic plays. I have interest. Jokic is out. Man, Michael Porter Jr. is 52. Jamal Murray is 67. Sign me up, man. Sign me up.
Yeah, man. This is Stevie. Like, big time spot.
Zeke is 3K. It's 3K.
I mean, man, and they should still be very competitive in this game. All I will say, Steve, is as long as everything breaks that way, this should be have some fireworks in it. I don't even hate Bones Highland at 5,300 in this spot. And gosh, man, I'm going to feel so bad saying this. I don't even hate Aaron Gordon, Stevie. And I don't ever want to play Aaron Gordon. He has played a lot better this season, I feel like, from a fantasy perspective.
He looks more comfortable.
Yeah, I would even include him in my builds in this one. This one's a little juicy, I think.
To be fair on, like, Aaron Gordon, like, on his sake, like, he went from a Magic team where he was expected to do a lot, and he's now, like, in Denver, and he just gets to kind of be a role player. And I think it's definitely
a very expensive role player, but a role player indeed.
Have you seen some of these NBA contracts, dude? Like,
I know.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Anyway. listen, the schedule for the NBA players is awful. What they have to do travel wise and how they're on the road, it stinks. So I'm not discrediting what they do. If you ever play one-on-one with an NBA player, they would make you look silly because that's how good they are. So, like, I get it. I get it. I wasn't saying that. I'm not like a salary hater. I'm just like, listen, I mean, all the contracts are insane. So, I mean, for me on Denver, if Jokic is out, it opens up anything that you want to take shots on. Everyone is too cheap if Jokic is out. If Jokic plays, I really don't have a ton of interest in Denver. I mean, maybe I take shots on Jokic in that scenario, but I mean, Jokic plays this game probably ugly, like probably ugly. So
yeah,
for like, Will, is this like one of those scenarios where like with FanDuel, yeah, FanDuel has this game up at Clippers minus one. Like they're expecting Jokic to sit in this game. I mean, that line is not with Paul George out, they're expecting Jokic to sit in this game. So
have to be expecting that, I think.
It's one of those things you can get Nuggets money line for a pretty good price right now. So, just saying. Clippers. I mean, Kawhi is 9,900. No Paul George. He definitely has, like, the upside and ceiling to have a big game here. I think Powell is someone that's super interesting at his price tag, but I don't know if I get to like John Wall. probably not. Zubac is a little interesting if Jokic sits. But yeah, I mean, I'm just struggling here on the Clippers side. One, it's just, I mean, I think Kawhi is going to have a big game for them to get there. Maybe Terrence Mann playing a ton of minutes at 4,300. What do you got here for LA?
Yeah, man, I mean, whether Jokic plays or not, Kawhi, I mean, that price has come up now, Stevie. And so
yep.
Now he's got to hit 50. And look, he played great against Dallas. He played great against Atlanta. He played great against Indiana. But, like, he's got to hit 50 just to hit value now. And I don't like it. I'm just going to pass. Like, I don't feel like Kawhi is going to be a consistent 60 fantasy point scorer with this roster. I think his ceiling is probably 60, and his general scoring output is going to be between 40 and 50. And when Paul George comes back, it's probably upper 30s, mid 40s, generally speaking. I think I'm going to pass. I don't like Kawhi here. You know, some of the cheap pieces like Terrence Mann who are going to play big minutes, I think they're just okay, Stevie. You know, Norman Powell, we've seen him have some upside. I'd probably prefer to play Powell over any of these other guys. But I think that's about it. I don't want to invest in the Clippers.
Yeah. If Jokic sits, this game's way more interesting. Jokic plays, this is going to be a game I'm just like, hey, I just hope no one goes like 7-8x.
Yeah.
All right, we finish it out. Houston at Sacramento. Hey, we did this. We did this the other day, and it was extremely, extremely frustrating. De'Aaron Fox frustrated me so much. Kevin Porter Jr. getting hurt was absolutely terrible. It tilted me. I'm not going to lie. It tilted me. 235.5 total in this game. Kings, 10-point favorite. As much as it tilted me, Will, I really do hope that Kevin Porter Jr. is okay and he gets healthy with this foot injury. Hate seeing guys go down on injuries. Houston side, Kevin Porter Jr. is out, and Kevin Herter is questionable on the Kings side. That's all we got here. Let's, replay this game. What do you got here for Houston?
I think now give me Jabari Smith again. Give me a splash of Eric Gordon. Give me a splash of KJ Martin.
Hey, I got that one right the other night.
Yeah. And it looks like Jalen Green's probably leading the charge now. Does this give him 40-point upside? He played 40 minutes the other night. You know, put up 36 fantasy points. Stevie, the shooter, he's been so inefficient here. She's shooting in the 30s. Like, if we can get him to the upper 40s, he's got 50-point upside. I think you take a shot against Sacramento and hope they don't get blown out.
I mean, if we look at, like, the season sample size, if we take Kevin Porter Jr. off the field or off the court, off the field, Jalen Green gets a 4% usage bump. He's up to 32.4%. So, I mean, that's obviously really juicy for him. Green would be, like, my first target here. Sengun kind of maybe flies under the radar because of his weird price, but we do have a lot of value that we've talked about on this slate with a lot of value potentially opening up. So I think you could easily get like a Green Sengun fade the cheap guy type of lineup. I do like KJ Martin again, 3,800. Eric Gordon is somewhat interesting as well. He's going to play 30 minutes. He's going to play 30 minutes. He's going to shoot. That's all he's going to do. He doesn't get, like, assists and rebounds and stuff. So, like, if you get, like, a 20-point, like, scoring night from Eric Gordon, maybe he gets 30 fantasy points at 3,900. So, I think at that price point, you could potentially take shots on him. That's really it for me, though. I'm not going to look into the Garrison Matthews thing. I think that was a lot of garbage time minutes for him the other night. I'm looking at, like, game flow. He did have a lot of points in the second quarter. Like, a lot of his fantasy production came in the second quarter, but I don't know how much I'm going to trust it. I do think, like, there's a road for him to play 20 minutes or so, but I also think, like, Jason Tate could play minutes as well. So I don't trust that at all. Kings side of this game. Listen, everyone, listen. De'Aaron Fox burned me so bad the other night. But again, I'm going to say the same thing I said the other night. It doesn't get much better for point guards than facing Houston. That's all I got. I don't know if I get there. I'm still a little salty. Sabonis should crush. Secondary pieces on Sacramento, it's tough. So I really think, like, if I'm getting exposure to Sacramento, it's probably getting exposure to, like, Sabonis or Fox. Fox, dude, he had, like, 13 fantasy points in the first half the other night. Trey Lyles, like, had a fourth quarter. Don't look into that. I think he scored, like, 30-something fantasy points, and 28 of them were in the fourth quarter. He got super hot, and just had, like, he had one of those, like, streak runs, and that it changed the whole game. The game was close, and, like, Trey Lyles is like, hey, this game's not close anymore. I'm calling, we're going home type of spot. So,
yeah, 20 points, 7 rebounds. And really, Steve, it's like you said, that tells you just how good NBA players are. Like, this guy isn't like one of the big starters for this team, and he scored 20. Like, just like that, bam, 20 points.
What are your thoughts on the Kings?
I still think this is a good spot for a game stack here. You know, Sabonis 10-6, man. Like, whew. That is up there. But, I mean, he had 55 the other night. Like, I don't think Sabonis is the best spot. I think I'd side with Fox and the cheap guys as long as Herter's out and roll from there.
All right. Let's play the good old-fashioned morning grind game one last time for this week. DraftKings pricing, DraftKings scoring. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. YouTube chat, feel free to play along with us. What do you got here, Will?
Yeah, we've got a fair amount of options today. The Phoenix guys are going to be good. I got an inkling that Edwards sits. Give me McDaniels.
All right. I hope he sits. I'm going to go. Oh, what's his price? Hold on. He might be too much. Oh, did they price him up too much? Hold on. I got to search by team. I'm trying to look for him. Nope, he's not too. Dario Saric. I don't think Ayton plays. I think they give him another day off. And Dario Saric at 4,400. Only in play if Ayton sits, but I like him a lot. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
We've got a fair amount of options. I'm going to side with I got this weird feeling about CJ McCollum against OKC. Give me CJ at 9,400.
Don't hate that. Part of me just wants to be bitter and say De'Aaron Fox, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say DeJounte Murray at 8,800. I think DeJounte Murray could crush it in this spot, but I think with Trae Young back, 8,800 is just too much. Like, $600 price increase with Trae Young coming back. It's just he's too expensive today for me.
Absolutely.
Favorite 6X play today. Who do you got?
Going slightly in the upper tier here, or upper mid tier, I think this guy goes for 50. Give me Nikola Vucevic at 8,500. No DeRozan against OKC. Didn't quite get there the other night, but I think this is his game.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. I do. I like went back and forth on mine today. My initial one, I might do the morning grind, like, let's get weird GPP play of the day type of thing. So we'll leave him for that. I know it's a lot of fantasy points, but I really like Lauri Markkanen today. I think he'll go for 60-plus, 6X. I think he has a monster game against the Magic tonight. So give me Markkanen for this one. But Valanciunas was my other guy, for what it's worth. Let's get weird GPP play of the day. I found a better let's get weird GPP play of the day. So, yeah, there you go. My other guy was J-Val. Who do you got today? Someone in chat just said JVal too. There you go. Who do you got for your Let's Give Your GPP play today?
We had a lot of options for this one. I'm not sure how weird this is going to be, but I think it's weird enough. Give me Killian Hayes at 5,900.
I think that's weird. I'm in. I'm game. I like it. Yeah, I'm going to go Fultz from Orlando. I like this game stack, and I think Fultz is going to be really low owned, and I think that maybe one out of seven times he has a 40-plus point game here, and I think that for tournaments, I'm willing to take that one in seven shot. So,
yeah,
give me Fultz. Any bets standing out to you here?
I'm trying to get a read on these lines. I think we saw Curry pick up big minutes. I think his line came out around 24 and a half the other night, Stevie. I feel like that's where his points came in at.
It's 25 and a half on a couple places.
Yeah, and it looks like, but I'm saying that's where it is now, you're saying?
Yeah, a couple places have him at 25 and a half.
Right, but I'm saying the other night he was 24 and a half, and I think we saw him play 31 minutes, which was enough. I think we take the over on Curry points today at 25 and a half.
All right. I am going to say I like the Hawks minus 2.5. You can get this at minus 115 on BetMGM right now. I just refreshed to make sure it was still there. But Hawks minus 2.5, no Haliburton for the Pacers. I think they cruise in this game. This line is kind of weird to me. I know Vegas and they like to look at records, and the Hawks are four games behind the Pacers. But yeah, I mean, I like the Hawks in this one. So Valanciunas point rebound prop is one I'll be looking for as well today. So that's going to wrap it up for Friday. Hope everyone has a fantastic NFL Wild Card Weekend. Wild Card Weekend podcast is posted on wherever you listen to these podcasts. You can check it out. But yeah, I mean, I'm super pumped for Wild Card Weekend. I think the games are fantastic. We talked about it in depth on Thursday's podcast, so you can go check that out. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. We'll be back Monday talking some NBA. Good luck. We will see you then.